How did the structure of Guinea vulture dictating an endoscopy report on patient Hongli Tai, date of birth 6/6/1976, date of procedures April 18, 2024, physician is Dr. Eugenia Goldsradio, referring physician is Dr. Alexis Gonzalez-Valles. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is Barrett's. History of Barrett's esophagus, comma, constipation, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, abdominal pain, comma, heartburn, comma, anemia. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of assimilation, such as the material experience of the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care. Well, lubricated lymphoid gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period, careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum. Stomach G-junction esophagus, a retroflex view is obtained of the cardiac air reception from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Digital rectal exam is normal. Well lubricated lymphoid colonoscope is introduced into rectum and demands a direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or ileocecal valve and confluence of the folds. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Period of retroflex view is obtained at the rectum. Period Boston Bob Prep score is graded as A. A retroflex view was obtained. Sorry, but the patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next time, the Z-line appeared regular at 37 centimeters from pipe block. However, due to history of Barrett's esophagus, biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was evidence of mild gastric erythema. Common biopsies are obtained in the antrum body separately for histology and through lead H. pylori. Next line, there's evidence of an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Common biopsies are obtained in D2 for further evaluation for celiac disease. Comma, the ampulla appeared unremarkable overall. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, there was evidence of a tortuous colon. Boston Bowel Prep score is graded as a 7, 2-2-3, good prep. Next line, there was a approximately 10 millimeter cecal sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of a diminutive rectal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, there was a very small anal fissure noted at the ~6 position that appears to be healing. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year due to the significant tortuosity of the colon. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake, fiber supplementation as needed, as well as a stool softener. We will send in a prescription for the compound cream for the healing anal fissure. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. If patient is found to have Barrett's, we'll recommend PPI daily and repeat ECD in 3 to 5 years for reevaluation. Next line, if patient is found to be iron deficient with her given anemia, would recommend pill cam for further evaluation. Thank you.